Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, July 18th. Happy Saturday! I hope you're having a wonderful day. I have a special treat for you. This next week, different members of our staff will be reading for us from God's Word and sharing their commentary on the passages. Our family plans to go to Costa Rica on next Wednesday, and so it'll be great to have some pre-recorded podcast. And also, while I'm there, I hope to receive fresh inspiration and time with the Lord as we process through Exodus and the Psalms. Today we're in Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 through 9, and this is a very important passage in the book of Exodus. The people of Israel are arriving at Mount Sinai. God calls Moses up on the mountain because he's going to give him the law and the Ten Commandments. And then Israel is called to be someone special for God, his treasured possession, a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation. You might recognize some of that from 1 Peter 2, verses 9 and 10 as well, which I'll read before I read the passage from Exodus. May these words from 1 Peter wash over you today and reassure you as you think about your relationship with the Lord and your purpose here on earth. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. What a great reminder for us this day that we are chosen, that God has given us a desire to be in God's Word. And as we read, Lord, we open ourselves up to you and we ask for your comfort, your correction, and your kindness. On the first day of the third month after the Israelites left Egypt, on that very day, they came to the desert of Sinai. After they set out for Rephidim, they entered the desert of Sinai, and Israel camped there in the desert in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, "This is what you are to say to the descendants of Jacob and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did in Egypt and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites." So Moses went back and summoned the elders of the people and set before them all the words the Lord had commanded him to speak. The people all responded together, "We will do everything the Lord has said." So Moses brought back their answer to the Lord. And the Lord said to Moses, "I'm going to come to you in a dense cloud so that the people will hear me speaking with you and will always put their trust in you." Then Moses told the Lord what the people had said. As I think about this passage, I think about two words, rescue and rules. Here, God is reminding the people of his rescue. I love how he says here, "how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself." Such a beautiful image of how the Lord sometimes just has to carry us out of bad situations and out of just life situations. And after he reminds them of his rescue, now he's going to set up the rules. He says, "Now if you obey me fully and keep my commandment, then you're going to be my treasured possession, holy priest, and a holy nation." So he gives them the foundation of redemption before he tells them about the importance of this covenant relationship of obedience. And so in the next chapters, we're going to get the Ten Commandments and other rules that are going to help the nation be a light to the nations around them. Now let's turn on over to the Psalms. We're in Psalm 7 today. I'm going to begin reading with verse 6. This psalm is a lament. So David is crying out to the Lord. And it's also an imprecatory psalm. Do you remember what that is? It's a psalm that is like calling down the curses of God on evil. So it may feel a little bit uncomfortable, but David reminds us that God is a God of justice and he will judge evil and the wicked in the world. Notice how the psalm ends in verse 17. It ends in praise, which is a reframing of our lament. We cry out to the Lord, but David reminds us here that we come back to the knowledge of the character of God and to praise for what he has done and who he is. Psalm 7, beginning in verse 6. Arise, Lord, in your anger. Rise up against the rage of my enemies. Awake, my God. Decree justice. Let the assembled peoples gather around you while you sit enthroned over them on high. Let the Lord judge the peoples. Vindicate me, Lord, according to my righteousness, according to my integrity, O Most High. Bring to an end the violence of the wicked and make the righteous secure. You, the righteous God who probes minds and hearts. My shield is God Most High, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, a God who displays his wrath every day. If he does not relent, he will sharpen his sword. He will bend and string his bow. He has prepared his deadly weapons. He makes ready his flaming arrows. Whoever is pregnant with evil conceives trouble and gives birth to disillusionment. Whoever digs a hole and scoops it out falls into the pit they have made. The trouble they cause recoils on them. Their violence comes down on their own heads. I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing the praises of the name of the Most High. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I've always been drawn to that image of God as shield, the one who shields us and protects us. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your Word, which reminds us we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, that you have rescued us and redeemed us, and you have carried us out on eagle's wings. And now you have called us to an obedient and holy life. Lord, when we encounter things in this world that are not just, we pray that you would be a shield around us, that you would bring to an end the violence of the wicked. And so now we just, for a moment, lift up our cries for the fatherless and the widow. We also lift up our confessions to you, Lord, because we know we have not been obedient. And now we lift up our praise. Even though, Lord, we fall short, you do not fall short. You are the perfect high priest. You are our redeemer. As Moses was intercessor, Lord Jesus, you are the perfect intercessor, and you are praying on our behalf even now, that which we don't even know to pray. And so we thank you. Bless and keep my brothers and sisters today. Protect them by your grace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, Amen.